Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bad Blood Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup by investigative reporter John Carreyrou is a non-fiction expose of Theranos, the Silicon Valley health technology company founded by Elizabeth Holmes. The book traces how Theranos rose from an audacious promise to revolutionize blood testing to a multi-billion dollar valuation and how that promise unraveled under scrutiny. Carreyrou, known for his reporting at the Wall Street Journal, reconstructs the story through extensive interviews and documentary reporting, showing how bold claims about proprietary devices and tiny blood samples collided with scientific and operational reality beyond the headline scandal. The book examines the forces that sustain the deception secrecy inside the company, a culture of fear, high-profile supporters, and a startup ecosystem that often rewards vision and momentum more than verification. Written with the pace of a thriller but grounded in reporting, it serves as both a narrative of a corporate collapse and a cautionary study in ethics, oversight, and accountability in health-related innovation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the seduction of a world-changing story, a central topic in Bad Blood, is how a compelling narrative can outcompete evidence, especially in a startup environment built around disruption. Theranos offered an emotionally powerful promise: cheaper, faster, less invasive lab testing that could be widely accessible. Carreyrou shows how this vision, amplified by confident messaging and a carefully curated public image, attracted investors, partners, and media attention. The book illustrates how the company positioned itself as a rare blend of technological genius and humanitarian mission, which made skepticism seem cynical or short-sighted. That halo effect mattered because many decision-makers lacked the technical background to evaluate laboratory claims and instead leaned on signals like charisma, branding, and the endorsements of prominent figures. The Theranos story becomes a case study in how social proof can substitute for validation and how a founder-centered myth can discourage hard questions. By following the rise, the book highlights the gap between selling a future and delivering a regulated medical product, a gap that can be fatal when the product touches patient care. Secondly, secrecy. Compartmentalization and the making of a deceptive culture. Carreyrou devotes significant attention to Theranos' internal culture, portraying a workplace defined by secrecy, aggressive control of information, and limited transparency even among employees. Bad Blood describes how strict compartmentalization prevented teams from seeing the full picture of what worked and what did not, reducing the chance that problems would be addressed openly. This environment also shaped behavior. When leadership communicates that questioning is disloyal and that failure is unacceptable, employees may normalize silence, rationalize shortcuts, or disengage from ethical responsibility. The book shows how secrecy functioned not merely as protection of intellectual property, but as a mechanism for suppressing dissent and managing perceptions. In a health technology context, that mindset clashes with the norms of scientific practice, where reproducibility, peer scrutiny, and documentation are essential. By highlighting the human consequences of a fear-based culture, including the pressure on staff and the marginalization of internal critics, Carreyrou underscores a broader lesson: governance failures often begin inside organizations as cultural failures, long before they become legal or public crises. Thirdly, technology claims versus clinical reality. Bad Blood repeatedly returns to the tension between Theranos' public claims and the realities of laboratory medicine. The company promoted the idea that many tests could be run reliably from very small blood samples using proprietary devices, but the book details how performance issues and limitations persisted. Carreyrou explains enough of the testing context to make clear why accuracy, quality control, and proper validation matter, especially when results can influence diagnoses and treatment. The narrative emphasizes that this was not a typical consumer tech scenario where imperfect early versions are tolerated. In medical testing, errors can directly affect patient safety, and the path from prototype to clinical use requires rigorous verification. The book also highlights how the company relied on conventional analyzers for at least some testing while maintaining a disruptive public story, creating a dangerous mismatch between marketing and operations. Through this lens, Bad Blood becomes a cautionary account of what happens when the language of software iteration is applied to biology and clinical decisions without appropriate safeguards. Fourthly, power, prestige, and the breakdown of due diligence. Another important theme is how influential networks can both elevate a company and insulate it from scrutiny. Carreyrou describes how Theranos assembled a roster of prominent supporters and a high-profile board, which projected credibility to outsiders. In the book, prestige often operates as a shortcut for validation. If respected names are involved, investors, partners, and journalists may assume the fundamentals have been checked. Bad Blood shows the hazards of that assumption, especially when governance bodies lack deep domain expertise in areas like clinical diagnostics and laboratory operations. The story also highlights the asymmetry between what Theranos knew internally and what stakeholders could verify externally, particularly when the company resisted transparency. This combination of brand, connections, and opacity contributed to a due diligence environment that was weaker than the stakes demanded. Carrier's reporting frames this not as a single failure by one group, but as a systemic vulnerability at the intersection of venture financing, media narratives, and complex science, where social confidence can outrun technical truth. Lastly, whistleblowers, intimidation, and the role of investigative journalism. Bad blood also functions as a study of how difficult it can be to challenge a powerful, well-funded company, and why whistleblowers and investigative reporting matter. Carrieru recounts how former employees and other insiders raised concerns, and how speaking up carried personal and professional risk. The book portrays tactics used to discourage scrutiny, including legal pressure and aggressive responses to critics, which can create a chilling effect even when real harm is possible. Against that backdrop, Carrieru details the discipline of investigative journalism, corroborating accounts, testing claims, and persisting despite threats and uncertainty. The narrative makes clear that exposing wrongdoing in a highly controlled corporate environment requires both sources willing to come forward and institutions willing to publish carefully verified work. This topic broadens the book's relevance beyond Theranos by illustrating how accountability often depends on independent checks outside corporate and investor ecosystems. It also raises uncomfortable questions about how many warning signs can be present while a company continues to grow, and what it takes for truth to break through a dominant story. In conclusion, Bad Blood is best suited for readers interested in business ethics, startup culture, corporate governance, health technology, and the craft of investigative reporting. It offers practical benefits for entrepreneurs and executives by illustrating how credibility is built and lost, and why transparency, validation, and a speak-up culture are not optional in high-stakes industries. Investors and managers can use its lessons as a checklist for due diligence demand evidence. Understand the limits of secrecy and distinguish visionary storytelling from verifiable performance. For readers in healthcare or policy, the book clarifies why diagnostic testing requires rigorous oversight and why regulatory and institutional guardrails matter when innovation directly affects patients. What makes Carrieru's work stand out among corporate scandal books is the combination of narrative drive and methodical reporting. It does not rely on sensationalism alone. It shows how ordinary incentives, deference to prestige, and fear inside organizations can produce extraordinary failures. Compared with broader Silicon Valley critiques, it remains unusually concrete, grounded in the lived details of a single company and the steps by which its claims were tested and ultimately challenged. The result is a cautionary, readable account of how fraud can masquerade as innovation until reality intervenes. If you would like to support John Carrieru, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.